Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellie Lichtenstein from the Cinnabar Theater. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, as it says here in the press release, I love this. Before the Beatles were even a glint in their great grandmother's eyes, Mozart created the first
magical mystery tour.
The magic flute.
Magic flute.
So why is that the first
magical
mystery tour?
Well, if you've ever seen the magic flute, you would know why.
Right, right.
But also, we have decided to set our magic flute in Beatlemania. So we have hints of Yellow Submarine. We have hints of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We have hints of psychedelia, because the magic flute is it's a psychedelic hero's journey.
Yes,
that's really what it is.
Right.
And we're using a new translation by a rather well-known translator, Ross Halper, who happens to be a friend of the theater. And it's just full of wonderful 60s allusions, so it works quite well in that way. And it's magical in that wonderful non-sequitorial, is that a word?
Sure.
Way. It is the hero's journey,
yeah,
but it's also things that sort of don't sort of mix and match. The storyline is to put it politely, it's kind of hard to follow.
Right.
So you might as well go into psychedelia land and just enjoy it for the joy of the spirit of it. I mean, it's full of joy, and for the gorgeous music.
The music is just
phenomenal. Yeah, absolutely. So we're having a blast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're having a blast.
So
we've got the Diana Ross and the Supremes for the Queen of the Night and the Three Ladies. You know, and so we've got the polar opposites too. That's sort of the Motown aspect of the 60s, and then we've got Tamino dressed as Sergeant Pepper.
So the show is going to be. So this is June 10th through the 26th.
That's right. That's right.
With any hope to make that a longer run?
Well, if we really do spark the imagination of our audience and lots of people come, then we'll do what we call an internal extension. So within those parameters of the 10th to the 26th of June.
Well, the Cinnabar has done Magic Flute before, has it not?
We did in the very, very early 90s. We did it at Spreckles.
Oh.
But we are bringing it into our little home theater because I always thought it was too big, but it isn't. It's still that Mozartean intimacy. And what's so great about it is it wasn't written for the Golden Barns of his day even. It was written for the early music hall.
Right.
You know, it was written for a comic actor, Schikaneder, who had his own theater, and it was the theater of the masses. And we always think of ourselves as the opera company for the masses.
Exactly.
Hey, isn't that perfect?
Yeah. Yes. When you listen to Mozart, because the music is so glorious, you tend to forget the milieu, where he was writing, who he was, who surrounded him.
Yeah, he was us.
Yeah.
He was us. And he was, in this instance, and probably the only instance in his operatic career, but in this instance, he was performing for us. He was writing for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How many people in the cast?
Well, it's a pretty big cast of. He actually usually has a pretty large cast of characters,
that's right,
except for Così fan tutte, where that's just six. But he does. He likes lots of principles. You know, we've got the three spirits and the three ladies and the four lovers and the Queen of the Night and Zarathustra and the priests and
Well,
it's
Ellie,
all fun.
Thank you for coming in and telling us about this, as usual, incredible production.
Well, thank you.
And let's tell people once again that this is, the Magic Flute at the Cinnabar. George Bernard Shaw said, the only music that could be put in the mouth of God. It's June 10th through the 26th. For information, the number is 763-8920. Online, it's cinnabartheater.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.